Chapter 1 of The Street of Seven Stars. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Mary Ann Spiegel. The Street of Seven Stars by Mary Roberts Reinhart. Chapter 1. The old stucco house sat back in a garden, or what must once have been a garden, when that part of the Austrian city had been a royal game preserve. Tradition had it that the Empress Maria Theresa had used the building as a hunting lodge, and undoubtedly there was something royal in the proportions of the salon. With all the candles lighted in the great glass chandelier, and no sidelights, so that the broken panelling was mercifully obscured by gloom, it was easy to believe that the great Empress herself had sat in one of the tall old chairs and listened to anecdotes of questionable character, even, if tradition may be believed, related not a few herself. The chandelier was not lighted on this rainy November night. Outside in the garden the trees creaked and bent before the wind, and the heavy barred gate, left open by the last comer, a piano student named Scatchet, and dubbed Scatch. The gate slammed to and fro monotonously, giving now and then just enough pause for a hope that it had latched itself, a hope that was always destroyed by the next gust. One candle burned in the salon, originally lighted for the purpose of enabling Miss Scatchet to locate the score of a Tchaikovsky concerto. It had been moved to the small center table, and had served to give light, if not festivity, to the afternoon coffee and cakes. It still burned, a gnarled and stubby fragment, in its china holder. Round it the disorder of the recent refreshment, three empty cups, a half a small cake, a crumpled napkin or two, there were never enough to go round, and on the floor the score of the concerto, clearly abandoned for the things of the flesh. The room was cold. The long casement windows creaked in time with the slamming of the gate, and the candle flickered in response to a draught under the doors. The concerto flapped and slid along the uneven floor. At the sound, a girl in a black dress, who had been huddled near the tile stove, rose impatiently and picked it up. There was no impatience, however, in the way she handled the loose sheets. She put them together carefully, almost tenderly, and placed them on top of the grand piano, anchoring them against the draught with a china dog from the stand. The room was very bare, a long mirror between two of the windows, half a dozen chairs, a stand or two, and in the corner the grand piano. There were no rugs. The bare floor stretched bleakly into dim corners and was lost.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?